The LA Clippers no longer have a GM, or should I say their GM is now the president of basketball operations with the Washington Wizards. The president of Monumental Basketball, overseeing the Wizards, Mystics, and Go-Go. That would be Michael Winger, who is now leaving the Clipper organization. So what does that mean for the Clippers? Gonna be talking about it all on today's Locked On
You are
Clippers.
Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. You are locking in with the Clips. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers the first listen of your day. Your team every day. I'm your host, Darren Vaziri. Just finished my 18th season as a Clipper fan. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Dime Dropper Pod, and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, for even more Clipper, LA sports, and NBA content. And Locked On Clippers is free and available on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including YouTube. And I want you to tell me what you think of Michael Winger accepting the job with the Washington organization. So Michael Winger, our GM, not to be confused with our president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, who mainly makes... is in charge of the big basketball decisions. But Michael Winger was our GM for, this was his sixth season, was hired in the fall of 2017, or should I say the summer of 2017, August 23rd. And the Timberwolves, mind you, came to Michael Winger to try to make him their president of basketball operations in April of 2019, but he declined, stayed along with us, and was obviously part of a huge move to bring in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, the biggest move in Clipper history in terms of any free agency period. So Michael Winger today has accepted the job with the Washington organizations, the president of Monumental Basketball. So now he's going to be overseeing the Wizards, the Mystics, and the Go-Go. And I have to say, just a first off, a congratulations to Michael Winger. He's definitely getting a bigger role, probably a better salary, and he got promoted. He's overseeing not just an NBA team, WNBA team, and a G League team. You know, going from Lawrence Frank kind of making those decisions and him being kind of his like sidekick, so to speak, now he's going to be in charge of an organization in which I think, by the way, if you're a Wizards fan wondering what I think of Michael Winger and you're watching this episode, no offense. And I really want the Wizards to be good again because I got some good friends from the DMV and I've been over there because my great uncle lives there. I went to a Wizards game in 2015 against the Bulls. It was awesome with John Wall in his prime. But right now, in my opinion, and I don't know how many Wizards fans would push back on this, they might be the worst run organization in the league. I mean, they have zero direction. Ted Leonsis, Ernie Grunfeld, like it was just a trash show, you know, over there. And you just don't know what direction they're going in. They're one of those teams that are in purgatory, as we say. Where are they going? Are they going to re-sign Kyle Kuzma? Kristaps Porzingis just had, you know, one of the better years of his career. Bradley Beal, I mean, is that guy even want to, does he have big aspirations? He says he does, but when I watched Bradley Beal regularly in 2021 with Russ, it felt like it was all about what kind of mood Russ was in, and that was how the Wizards went. Beal would just kind of, yeah, he would score his 20 to 30, but it didn't always feel like the most impactful 20 to 30, and his defensive effort was pick and choosy. But the point is, Michael Winger is now being tasked with riding that franchise into the right direction now and, you know, getting that ship back on course. And good for him, I just want to say. And if you look at his track record, it started before the LA Clippers. He was actually part of the Cleveland Cavaliers organization with LeBron James, serving as a director of basketball operations and team counsel for Danny Ferry, who was the GM at the time. And obviously, even though they didn't build championship teams around LeBron, they built some good rosters that did really well. Some rosters that, if you want to put role players around LeBron, actually fit him pretty well. Just kind of lacked that second star. And then in 2010, he became the assistant general manager and team counsel for the Thunder under Sam Presti when they went through some of the best years of their franchise history. In fact, the best. So in that time, he reached four conference finals with the Thunder and obviously the NBA finals in 2012. And he had a bunch of responsibilities, including picking players in the draft, trades, signing players, all that. And, you know, that includes drafting players like Reggie, and Steven Adams and such. But with us, I mean, part of the front office, I know Lawrence Frank is kind of that guy, the one that we all see as the face of everything. But Michael Winger was part of, and he was shouted out by Jerry West and Lawrence Frank on multiple occasions of helping not only get Kawhi, but remember the moves that led up to getting Kawhi. Trading Tobias Harris at the deadline. Trading Blake Griffin the year before at the deadline. These moves that were highly criticized, you know, and they went all in, got Kawhi, got Paul George. People have their own opinions on that move now, but there's no doubt based on the fact that we made it to the conference finals for the first time and are back. And even though, you know, the injuries keep hitting us, we are a championship contender to the eyes of the masses. And that's because we got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and Michael Winger, Lawrence Frank, and them were absolutely a part of that. Now, obviously, they were a part of making some other good trades. Norman Powell and Robert Covington, for example. Reggie Jackson getting Bones Highland for Reggie Jackson. Actually, it wasn't even the trade, but we ended up getting Bones Highland. We ended up getting Mason Plumlee when we needed a backup center. So they've made some good moves. They've obviously, as a front office, made some not-so-great moves. For example, John Wall, letting go of Hartenstein. But overall, if I had to tell a Wizards fan, Michael Winger's time as a Clipper GM was good. He did a good job, in my opinion. Let me know if you disagree with that. Now, you might be wondering, you keep saying Lawrence Frank is in charge of basketball decisions. So what does Michael Winger actually do? That's a great question. I don't really know. Today, I heard, you know, I talked about this on an episode a couple of weeks ago, or if not last week. I was saying that Winger could probably take the Wizards job. And if he does, a certain someone could be coming through the door. Now, I'm not going to get into that conversation just yet. But I will say, first, we got to figure out what Michael Winger really does. Because, you know, I don't hear much about him. To be honest, if I was next to Michael Winger at Starbucks, I wouldn't even recognize him. So I don't even know what this, not that I go to Starbucks a lot or anything like that. I don't even drink coffee. But point is, I wouldn't even recognize the guy if I saw him. So I asked the question on Twitter tonight, what's the difference between a president of basketball operations and a general manager? Because growing up, the general manager was the one that made the basketball decisions. But now there's a differentiation. So shout out to Lucas Hahn, I believe he was the first host of Locked On Clippers before Charles and Will. He said, I may be wrong on that, though, but he was the host of Locked On Clippers, and he said, organizations that have a president of basketball operations these days are normally in the position of basketball operation power that we traditionally expect from the GM. So basically, Lawrence Frank was the head honcho, or is the head honcho, of basketball decisions. Now, he says, president role might have a larger scope overseeing the whole organization / strategic planning, and the GM handles more day-to-day stuff like scout assignments, etc. For example, he said, Pop is the Spurs president and coach, so he signs up on trades, but they still have a GM because the administrative work of overseeing growing basketball operations staff is too big for Pop on a day-to-day basis in addition to coaching. So, Michael Winger, you know, there you go. I laid it out for you there. At the end of the day, if you're a Clipper fan, this isn't a big deal in my opinion. Our president of basketball operations is Lawrence Frank. He was the head honcho. I wish Michael Winger the best, and maybe he can right the ship with the Wizards. You never know. But coming up, what does it really mean? Who could come in and take that spot? Is a certain guy from Golden State in the cards? Gonna be talking about that coming up. But before we do that, I gotta tell you about eBay Motors. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit, or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit, only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, so based on the rumors from a couple of weeks ago, Bob Myers, his contract has expired with Golden State, and it doesn't look like he's going back. They're saying that he's not expected to go back, and there's rumors that the Clippers could be on the prowl for him. Now, I would absolutely love Bob Myers. That I actually was excited when I heard this news, I'm not going to lie, because the possibility of us getting Bob Myers is really high. Now, if you remember, or is higher, I should say, because we have a vacancy now. If you recall, when I made that episode about Bob Myers, I said, if Winger takes the Wizards job, I think we're getting him. Now, I don't know how confident I am in that, because I'm going to be talking about why I'm a little less confident in the last segment. But look, if you're the Clippers, I think you got to go for this. I don't know what that means for Lawrence Frank, and that's the tricky part. Because as I detailed earlier, president of basketball operations makes the decisions. GM is going to work underneath him. So Lawrence Frank right now is still in charge. We'd have to demote Lawrence Frank, in my opinion, or fire him, because Bob Myers, after building a dynasty, is not going to come be second fiddle to Lawrence Frank by any means. So we're going to have to probably make a decision about Lawrence Frank's future with the team if we really want to go to Bob Myers. And Bob Myers, you let me know in the comments, would you rather have him than Frank? Now look, Frank, he's done a good job in my opinion. I did an episode on him a couple weeks ago. How good of a job do we think Lawrence Frank's done as Clippers president of basketball operations? This year, obviously his least good job. I mean, we didn't have a backup center. Could he have seen that Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris would have fallen off a cliff? No, I don't think he could have seen that. He clearly tried to force Ty Lue's hand into playing Terrence Mann more, and for a while it was working. But overall, he is not the coach anymore, Lawrence Frank, like he was in New Jersey. He is not on the coaching staff at all. He is the president of basketball operations. But if we want Bob Myers, and this is a potential opportunity to get a guy who built a dynasty, as good as Lawrence Frank is, he doesn't have any rings on his fingers when it comes to building teams. Bob Myers, on the other hand, has 4 of them. So I think if the opportunity is there, look, we already know that Ty Lue and Lawrence Frank didn't always see eye to eye this season. If you want to keep Ty Lue, you run it back, all that, bring in Bob Myers, and now let's let Bob and Ty start talking to each other and building the philosophy for our new look team in the 2023-24 season. Now, another reason why I think Bob Myers, this is going to get some smoke, is because we got Big Ballmer, baby. Big Bucks Ballmer. And Ballmer ain't afraid to throw some bread at old Bob. So expect Steve Ballmer. If there's any chance for the Clippers to get better, and if he thinks that Bob Myers could be a better guy to have in the front office than Lawrence Frank, because I don't think, like, he can try to get him to work together. I don't know if Lawrence Frank is going to be accepting a demotion, and Bob Myers is not going to work underneath somebody like that with what he's proven. So if Steve Ballmer thinks that Bob Myers is the better guy to lead the roster forward, then he's going to make that decision and probably fire Lawrence Frank. Now, I do not know the likelihood of that. I have not heard anything, so, you know, don't expect anything. But Bob Myers, having played at UCLA and the Clippers needing just a little bit of a push to help them get over the hump, maybe he sees a team that's on the brink of potentially getting a championship that he can help out. You know, if Golden State doesn't want him back, and yeah, he has a loyalty to those guys, but man, when a team in Los Angeles where you played college ball, that's up and coming in terms of our roster, but in terms of the franchise, the Clippers, I mean, dude, we are a destination franchise these days, no matter what anyone wants to say. We have a new stadium coming. We have Steve Ballmer. We have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. If I'm a GM, it's like, man, I feel like I can make a solid team around that and have a decent chance of winning a championship. So if you're Bob Myers and you get a solid deal, it's very, very tempting. Now, as I said, the moral of the story is the complication. Lawrence Frank and Bob Myers. Does Lawrence have to go to bring Bob in? That's the question. But one thing we're not even considering. Would Bob even want to come here? We say, you know, he has the ties and all that with UCLA and the Clippers are a destination organization, but does he even want to be a GM still? Going to be talking about that question coming up. All right. So to close it out, I got to think about or tell you about something big time, and that's that Bob Myers, we don't know if he even still wants to be a GM. On Twitter today, somebody sent me an article. It looks like it was from ESPN. It might have been The Athletic, ESPN, whatever. It looks legit. It is legit. It says, Bob Myers will receive a handsome new contract from the Warriors if he elects to stay with the only team he has known since leaving the player representation business in April 2011, Mark Stein wrote. So it's ESPN. And he also says, Myers might walk away anyway, but the current read is that this is not going to be about money. There's a strong expectation that in Golden State, that Myers, if he ultimately elects to depart from his post as president of basketball operations, will not work in the league next season. So if that's true and Bob Myers doesn't want to be a GM anymore, period, for a little bit, then okay, yeah, we're not going to get him. I mean, that's that, right? But as I said, you know, these people can write these things and they may be true. And I bet you it is true. It has some validity, but you can say it's all about money, all this. It's clear that the Golden State Warriors did not have the most, you know, harmonious season. There was a lot of weird things going on, and obviously started with the Jordan Poole punch and the young guys versus the vets and the two timelines and James Wiseman being traded and all this stuff. We know something. Bob Myers made some draft picks, and they were thrown on the end of the bench. Jonathan Kuminga didn't get rotation minutes consistently. Didn't play in the playoffs like that. James Wiseman was traded. Bob Myers could be just done with this. He could be over it. Could not want to come back and continue this. And if Ballmer gives him an offer, and he's like, man, why not? Why not? He could be coming through the door. So I wouldn't expect or fully go with the article just because it says that now. It says he's simply too close to all the Warriors pillars. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr to rush off and take another job. Okay, that you can say all that all you want, but at the end of the day, money matters and opportunity matters. And he might think that the Clippers opportunity is too good of a one to pass up. And look, those are the same vets that were maybe and likely signing off on some of those players getting traded. And I heard rumors just from people that I know around the Warriors, not within the Warriors organization, but like, you know, the Bay Area fans and all that, that the vets were part of the reason why the younger players didn't play as much. They want to play with guys that are experienced and smart and not learning things on the fly right now. And, you know, you can put Jordan Poole in that mix as well. And I don't know if Bob Myers took well to that. So, look, he can have a long-term relationship with those guys. I'm not denying that he's homies with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. But I don't know if it's that close to the point where he's not going to take another job that he potentially could like if he gets it and if he gets a good offer. So just because that article says that, I don't know. There's been other articles that the Clippers are going to go after him. We'll see what Bob wants to do. Last part of that article that I saw says, all the latest indications suggest that if Myers chooses to leave, it will be because he needs a break and wants to spend more time with his family before tackling his next challenge. That was May 20th. Report, Myers won't take another NBA job if he departs Dubs. So we'll see. Maybe it's not going to happen at all. But Michael Winger is out as Clippers GM. He will now be the man for the Washington Mystics, Washington Wizards, and the Washington Go-Go. What kind of name is that? And we have a vacancy at GM. So we'll see if someone gets promoted. We'll see if the Clippers go after Bob Myers. I would love Bob Myers. I think he would be even better than Lawrence Frank to lead this organization forward. Absolutely think the Clippers are going to go after him if the Warriors do not offer him a new contract. And of course, if the Warriors offer him a new contract, that's it right there. But the Clippers, I think, are going to try to make a move for him. Again, from UCLA. And look, when you get Jerry West on the line, it's a little bit more tempting than you'd think. Remember, Jerry West and Bob Myers already have a relationship on their Warriors days together. So don't count us out. Just having the logo within the walls of the Intuit Dome construction site makes a huge difference. And Bob Myers, I'll tell you what, he might, you know, clear his ears a little bit for the logo when he comes ringing that phone. But at the end of the day, it really all comes down to Bob Myers and what he wants to do. Food for thought, though. It's going to be interesting to figure it out. At least change is coming in some capacity for the Clippers, and that's something you kind of want to see, even if Michael Winger had nothing to do with the things that went wrong for the Clippers. He probably didn't. But that's it for this episode, guys. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod. Subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, for even more Clipper, LA Sports, NBA history, and NBA content. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On Clippers and hit the notification bell for all things Clippers 5 days a week throughout the summer, throughout the season. You already know from a diehard LA native Clipper fan, because the age-old proverb continues, Go Clippers. And remember to comment what you think of Michael Winger going and all the things I said, all the questions I asked. You let me know in the comments, Clipper Nation. The Age Old Proverb continues. Go Clippers.